Good. Nice job. Pull out there with that first step, Josh. Pull out with the first step. Say the Kings together, guys. Sameness. Try to find as much sameness as we can.
Ready? Ready? Up.
Oh, Davis. Oh. Wait, double.
Our staff is trying to give you that opportunity to put you in the best situation, then you got to go do it on Saturday. Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's stay after it now. Here we go. Break us down, Antonio.
Here we go, fellas. South on three, south on me. One, two, three,
south.
Find him, Chad. Find him. Don't let him get through that ball carrier. There you go. Hey, Chad. Chad, you made that block all the way in there. We just scored a touchdown. Got it, baby. That's the way to go. That's the way to go.
1-15 was the longest, most trying physically, mentally, and emotional year I've ever had.
Was a difficult, no question. Learning experience, no question. But at the same time, get an opportunity. You learn from it, you grow from it, and you definitely don't want to experience it again.
Come on, Jinx.
Anytime you get a new group of guys who've never worked together, it's always fun because you get to teach from the ground level up. Fundamentals travel. They go from NFL city to NFL city. Systems change, language change, coaches change, but the fundamentals never change.
Good, right? Good. Good. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, this time squeeze it. Okay, squeeze it. Now you got to close out. Now it's your eyes, face, hands on the near shoulder as he squeezes it down. Close him out so there's no penetration, the guard doesn't get knocked off, and the halfback doesn't see color. Here we go. I'm the tight end. Yes, now you're going to close him out because he's going to turn and squeeze that C gap. Ready?
Good. This is your underneath the hood of the car. You get a chance to, when you talk to the player face to face, kind of, you can see his reaction. You can see the look in his eye. You can see how he learns, and just the way he takes coaching. All that stuff right there is the advantage of the Senior Bowl.
Off to our groups. Here we go, Dingo. Here we go. Kickoff face.
You go in there, ball. Hands right like that, and you engage that sucker, okay? If you wait to him and he has 5 yards of separation, he'll beat you every time. Okay, you're too quick to do that. You're too good to do that.
You evaluate, you know, every position coach evaluates most all of the players in his position in college football. And, yeah, there are certain, you have a wish list, people you would like to have and people that you know that you could develop at a higher and faster rate than others, people that have, you know, more talent than others, and people that just personalities fit better than others. So you always hope that, you know, there's a couple there, the diamonds in the rough, that they'll turn up for you and present you to, you know, prepare for the next year.
Come on, get off the ball. There you got it. Oh, well done. Really well done.
You can be fooled by film. You can't make everything based off of film. So it goes from film to the workout to the interview and then back to film. And you're able to tie it in a lot more, a lot better.
It is a long process, but at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is pick the very best players that you can to help your organization win. So you need to go through all of this to make sure you're making the right decisions.
Anytime a player comes into the National Football League, they have to earn their mark through special teams.
I evaluate every position, really with the exception of offensive line and defensive line. You know, I need to know about all the backers, all the corners, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, because those are the guys that are going to be my bread and butter.
Because what I stress to the young guys is that when you go to an NFL city, there's already 4 guys waiting on you, you know, who are battle-tested, who've been there, done that, played in games, tackled people, ran the ball, caught passes, blitz pickup, et cetera, et cetera. You have to earn your job by being a great special teams player. You have to do that. And I think the young guys coming in don't always understand that because they've never done it. They've always been the man.
Good. One more time. Good. Lead with that inside step. You can't get this guard knocked up. That guard can't see color. He's got to get around that backer. Good.
It's a process, and it's a building block, and every step is a brick in that right direction as you build your foundation. So we're all pumped up and excited about it, and you wish it was year five right now because you know how good it's going to be.
There you go. Good eyes. Good eyes. Good eyes.